2226, Host Rental Property, Inc., northeast of U.S. Route 113, 900 feet southeast of Route 20. They're seeking a variance for a second ground sign.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I am here tonight to ask for a variance for an office building that we put up last year of May of 2007. And the ground floor is pretty well designed with all different signs, so there's room for five offices, and the way Jimmy Parker built it, it was excellent. There's no problem. But I have my offices on the top, and I own three different corporations, and I'm by myself up there. But when you enter the parking lot, you can't find me because my entrance is on the very back of the building. The staircase does not protrude down past the building, so there's really no way of finding me. You can go three-quarters of the way into the parking lot and still not recognize where my offices would be. So I was forced to have a sign put up, just a strictly a residential directional sign, and then I was told that you're not allowed to do that. Hence, I am here to apply or ask for a variance. Now, in photograph number one, that's out by the highway, and you really have to look pretty hard to see that little sign way in the back. Then if you go to photograph number two, you're almost completely at the end of my parking lot, and you can see the stairway is hardly visible. You wouldn't really know there's much up there. And that's the sign, just with my businesses there. Number three is the stairway that is not visible at all from the parking lot. And on number four, those are my companies. And there's no neighbor around. There's just nothing around that sign that would raise an objection by anybody. Mm-hmm. And then you were kind enough to send me standards for granting of variances. And I think I qualify for eight of them. And I hope that you agree that one is enough. So I'm just at your mercy and just ask for your variance.
The actually, one isn't enough. Five is, you have to meet the five standards.
Okay.
So perhaps you could tell us how you meet those standards.
All righty. Well, I have unique physical circumstances because you can't see. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of people can't find me when they come in. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It certainly won't. The sign is an excellent sign, made out of gold. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent properties. There's really nobody around me that could even see the sign. And the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. It certainly is not in anyone's path. You can't see it from the highway where they'll be rubbernecking, taking a look at it. And that the variance is the minimum that will afford relief. I have no other way of telling customers where I am. And the last one is, it does not adversely affect any of the adjacent properties.
Okay. In your submission of the application, you I assume that's when we received this. It was basically a letter to the board. First, you apologized, and you said that the builder or AdArt, which I assume is the company that made the sign, they weren't aware of the restrictions?
Well, I can't say the builder wasn't, because the sign went up after it was built.
Right.
But Adart didn't mention that at all.
Okay. Are they aware of it now?
I'm sorry, sir?
Is Adart aware of that now?
No, I didn't tell him anything.
Okay. You might want to.
Yeah.
For future reference. One would think that a sign company...
Yeah, I would assume that they would know. You know, I can see highway signs being difficult, but when it's...
Yeah.
Just back by my door. I didn't think it'd be...
You built the building?
Jim Parker.
Well, I mean, it's your building? You
yes.
Built it. Mm-hmm. You made provision for everybody else except yourself, apparently.
Correct. Shoemaker's shoes.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bourbon?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Mr. Ringman? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Okay, my wife's not in favor of this?
Oh, thing. Yeah, she's in favor.
Oh, you got your hand up, okay.
Her hand went up first, so there's two more. There's three in favor, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion in the case of 10,226, I believe the applicant has provide sufficient evidence that he meets the standards for granting a variance, so I move that we approve case number 10,226.
Second.
Okay, you have a second, Mr. Mills? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,226. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Case number